Public comment on the proposed 76ers arena is closed, but members of the Chinatown community found a loophole which enabled them to speak during the weekly meeting of City Council. As WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us, the move came after council postponed a vote on the arena for a week.
Wo Chan used a bill that would implement speed cameras on Broad Street to talk about the reasons that the Chinatown arena isn't a good deal for Philadelphia.
We do not support this arena in the middle of our city. No amount of money will offset the destruction of neighborhoods. Why can't City Council find a better solution? We need Council to stand up and fight for the people of Philadelphia. Do not settle. Our city needs so much more.
Lisa Lee used a bill about disability parking to make her point against the arena.
Anything less than $300 million is a sign that Council is a rubber stamping a deal that makes them look weak and so deeply out of touch with the actual needs of Philadelphians. It sends dangerous message that City Hall can be bullied and bought by the right developers.
If the bills are not moved forward next week, they can't be passed this year, and a special council session will probably be canceled. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A Wilmington landlord accused of years of neglect and mismanagement will pay $150,000 to settle his case with the state. The deal comes after a wall collapse in 2022 at a property owned by Adolph J. Percorney. The collapse resulted in 25 units being condemned and renters left with nowhere to live. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings says the settlement addresses not only the immediate damages, but decades of neglect and illegal alterations to Percorney's properties. Renters will each receive $5,000 in compensation, and Percorney will be required to completely exit the rental business within 30 months. If he fails to meet those obligations, he'll face an additional $600,000 judgment. In sports, Flyers are home against the Florida Panthers tonight. Action beginning at 7, and the forecast for the overnight, clear skies, winds dying back a bit with lows in the upper 20s. This is WHYY.